Dear Heavenly and Gracious Father, we come to you today thanking you for another opportunity to inspire your believers. Heavenly Father, bless those under the sound of our voices with ears to hear you and eyes to see your plans and purpose for their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Generation XYZ is Pastor Shug, the voice, and I thank you for joining us here on XYZ and fellowshipping with us. Don't forget to share, like, comment, and subscribe to Generation XYZ on Anchor, Spotify, YouTube, and many more platforms. Be blessed. Generation XYZ, I thank you for joining me again on the faith-based, kingdom-led platform. Amen. And today, there's a lot to unpack. Pastor Shug was blessed with some amazing opportunities in the month of September. I fellowshipped with the Now What Show, hosted by the wonderful Miss Mia and the illustrious Mr. B. I got a chance to connect with a kingdom brother, Archie Jenkins, Mr. 180. We did the magazine. We did the virtual interview. We had the XYZ Purpose interview. And it's just been a blessed month. And even throughout the month, XYZ, I knew that I had a word on my heart specifically for Generation XYZ when the time came. And today, many of you, most of you probably have heard Tapped In by now. And today, there's a couple of points that I didn't get to. Let me just be clear. There's a couple things that I didn't get to say on the Now What Show that I wish that I could have. But for such a time as this, I believe that the word is going forth. So today, we're going to talk about what we're tapped into. Hey man, it's a little play on words, tapped into. And this is going to be the second part derived from what you guys seen on the Now What Show. So without further ado, let's jump right into the word. We're going to start right back at John 3:16, and I'll be reading from the Amplified Classic Version. As my apostle Johnny Young says, just say, whoop, there it is when you got it. And before we jump into the word, XYZ, I want to do something different today. I want you to lay your hand on your chest, and I want you to repeat after me. I am tapped into kingdom access, kingdom gifts, kingdom purpose, kingdom protection, kingdom missions, a kingdom voice. And I am tapped into the Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, and my Father in heaven. Amen. So, John 3:16, reading from the Amplified Classic Version, it says, "For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on him shall not perish," which means come to destruction or be lost, "but have eternal, everlasting life. For God did not send the Son into the world in order to judge, in order to reject, in order to condemn, in order to pass sentence upon the world, but that the world might find salvation and be made safe and sound through him." XYZ. Glory be to God. Let's jump right into it. Let's unpack this thing tonight. In verse 16, it said, "For God so greatly loved and deeply prized the world." So let's put that in 2023 terms, because we got to make it plain. So God loved the world that much that he sacrificed his own son. I don't know about you, but Mama D wouldn't sacrifice neither Pastor Suge or Minister Rochinet for anything of this world. Amen. Now, there's a couple things. I believe that if the Lord said sacrifice, she would. But you have to understand that for God so greatly loved me and you, you got to make this thing personal. He loved me and you so much that he sacrificed the unique son that he had made, the begotten son, the one who was purposed directly to come into this world for me and you. So in the text, we have to understand that Jesus was given to us so that we can be tapped into our relationship with the Father. In verse 16, we see it say the world. Let's go into the world right quick, because that's what I want us to touch on today. The world is not necessarily the physical world, but it's everything to do with the order and the arrangement of it. God knew that the order and the arrangement that was in the Old Testament was no longer sustainable during these times of New Testament. Amen. That is why he gave Jesus. That is why he gave his only begotten son. Because understand that the order and arrangement that was of the old covenant, we couldn't bring that into the new covenant and the new relationship and the new oil that we had received. Understand my words. Received when Jesus Christ was born. Ooh, this is about to be good. So understand that God loved his creation, being me and you, so much that he gave his creation for us. He loved us so much that he gave his personal creation. Yes, we are made in his image and likeness, but Jesus Christ was put into the world for the purpose alone to save, for salvation. So he gave us. I don't want to put this the wrong way. He gave us a lifeline. He gave us a safety vest. He gave us a get out of jail free card in the form of Jesus Christ. And the verse uses the word only on purpose. Understand that we are all fearfully, wonderfully, uniquely made in the images of God. Amen. But when you talk about purpose and you talk about who we're designed to be, Jesus was the one who came in under the laws of the Old Testament and learned and followed and adhered to 613 laws and commandments here on earth. He was perfect. We have trouble keeping 10 today, XYZ. 613 of them. This was defined as the law. Let's go into that, because 613 compared to the 10 that was given to us once he came. What did he do for us? He washed away 600, over 600 different ways for me and you to trip up. He washed away you having to sacrifice. He washed away you having to do X, Y, Z, and P to get to heaven. That's what you're tapped into. You're tapped into the washing away. You're tapped into the set free. You're tapped in to the breaking of chains, XYZ. And you don't have to do anything, because when God gave, the rest was washed away. do we believe in this stuff or not, XYZ, as my apostle Johnny Young says? Because we got to make it plain and we got to start to act like we believe this thing. You don't have to do any task. You don't have to do any trials. You don't even have to do any tryouts. All you have to do is believe. All you have to do is understand and believe that you're tapped into something divine. You don't have to go through life learning and following 613 laws and commandments. You don't have to sacrifice your first fruits today in 2023. All of these things that we thought or we think through religious mindsets that we have to do, or ritual. Let's keep moving, XYZ. When Jesus came and atonement happened. For those of you who don't know what an atonement is, it was the reconciliation between God and mankind through Jesus Christ. So we no longer have to do certain things or say certain words or remember certain laws and follow certain commandments in order to get to heaven. All you have to do is believe in the reconciliation. All you have to do is believe that you're tapped in to what Jesus already fixed for you. When he paid the price way back on Calvary, when he paid the price with those lashings, with those beatings, when he paid the price, when they put a crown of thorns on his head and they mocked him, you were already set free, set apart, and tapped into way back then. And I made a reference to Jesus being the friend waiting for you inside the club on the Now What show. But I want to go even more personal. I want to go deeper because we really have to get the image of what we're tapped into. You're tapped into a never-ending fountain of water. You're tapped into unlimited resources. You're tapped into unlimited power and favor. You are kingdom VIP. I want us to get whatever image of VIP we have in our mind, and I want us to hold it there for the rest of this message and in the rest of our lives. And as we continue to build our relationship with God, understand that you walk through this earth, this dimension, this order, this arrangement. You walk through that VIP because of what you're tapped into, because of who you're tapped in with. Not because of anything you said, not because of anything you did, not because of anything you can do. The gifts and talents that the Lord has bestowed upon you are great. The gifts and talents that the Lord has given you are awesome and amazing, and you should keep building on top of them. But understand that you were tapped in to save. You were tapped into salvation way before the gifts and talents were even formed. You were tapped into the atonement and the reconciliation of relationship way before God even gave you a name. And in this dimension here on earth, we forget exactly who we're tapped in with. We forget who we're tapped into. We forget what access we have in this dimension. We forget that we are VIP. We forget that we are spirit and not flesh. We forget that all we have to do is believe. But today, XYZ, we're no longer gonna forget what we're tapped into. We're no longer gonna act like we not that. Because I want you to understand, when Jesus showed up, that's all you needed. When you showed up, Jesus came in before you. Let's get back to the word, XYZ. Let's get back to the word. I want you guys to turn with me to 2 Samuel 7 and 14. For it says, I will be his father and he shall be my son. If he commit iniquity, I will chasten him with the rod of men and with the stripes of the child and the children of men. XYZ, understand that we have to begin to look at ourselves as sons and daughters of God. This is a divine relationship that you don't have to do anything to be tapped into. All you have to do is be present in it. No, I want you to really understand, because the word says, I am with you all the days to the very close and consummation of the age. So understand that Jesus said, I am with you all of the days, on every occasion, uniformly, and very close. So understand that we have to begin to look at Jesus as the big brother. I know that that's going to hurt some religious feelings. I know that people are going to look at it like I just said something backwards. But look at Jesus as our big brother. He's the big brother that came in to protect us. He's the big brother that came in to stop the bullying. He's the big brother that came in and took our lunch money back. And all we have to do, all he's calling for us to do, is remember what we're tapped into and go get somebody else tapped in as well. Our mission isn't hard, XYZ. Go then and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything that I have commanded you to. In this season, in this dimension, with this frequency, with these vibes, XYZ, what are you going to tap into? Are you going to go make disciples of nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit? Are you going to be tapped into the lesser version of yourself, the lower dimension of yourself, the one that tells you what you can't do, the one that tells you what you can't say, the one that doesn't think the best of himself or herself? Well, today, XYZ, I don't believe that that's what your purpose is. I don't believe that that's your mission. And with all authority, with the name Jesus Christ to go along with it, I declare that by the time you get off of here, that you will be able to go forth in your kingdom identity, knowing that you're tapped in and tapped into power, authority, love, a sound mind, purpose, XYZ. Why? Because God didn't make you to be a disciple or a follower of generation XYZ. He wanted sons and daughters to inherit the influence over the fruits of this world. He wanted the relationship. He wanted to make good on his promises. He wanted to leave the throne to us, his sons and daughters. I will be his father and he shall be my son. You have to understand that you are this. You are all of that. You have to see yourself as all that in a bag of chips. And we gotta keep pushing. We gotta keep moving. In this season, XYZ, there's more things placed in your life to give you identity, crisis, traumas, anxiety. There's more principalities hovering over this generation than ever before. But if we remember who we're tapped into, if we remember what we're tapped into, because I remember that when Jesus came into this world, that the priest and the kings had to come to him. Men of power, men of position, left their posts to come see my Christ. And they came and anointed my big brother in oils, and not just any oils, frankincense and myrrh and the fragrance of kings. So they already knew that baby Jesus was here, not only just to make disciples, not only for salvation, but he was here to take over. And if Jesus has left us with a mission, if Jesus has left us with a purpose, then guess what I'm called to do as Pastor Shane? Guess what Generation XYZ is called to do as the body of Christ? We're here to take over. And we can't be imposters about this no longer. I can't afford to be an imposter any longer. You can't afford to walk around here acting like you ain't one of the sons and daughters of Jesus, of God. My bad, I misspoke. You can't walk around here acting like you are not sons and daughters of the Most High. Where does that take shape in our vocabulary, in our thoughts, in our hearts? Those are the three places that the world is going to be transformed through you. Your vocabulary, your mind, and your heart. And today, I'm getting you to the point to where you can be tapped into the kingdom in those three places. To where that's what you fall back on. Not what this world has given us, not what this world has told us, but what we know to be true in the kingdom of God. Turn with me to Ephesians 3 and 11 right quick. I'm almost done, XYZ. For it says, this is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose, which he has realized and carried into effect, Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom, because of our faith in him, we dare to have the boldness, courage, and confidence of free access and unreserved approach with freedom and without fear. XYZ, that's where it just got good. Because let me read it to you again. This is in accordance with the terms of the eternal and timeless purpose. So understand, the word of God, your purpose is eternal. It's timeless. Whatever God has wrote on your heart, whatever he has placed in your spirit, it's not temporal. It's not for the moment. If you listen in the XYZ, yes, you are called higher. And you can continue to wrestle with it until the end of days. But the purpose has already been realized and carried into effect before you were even able to speak the word Jesus. It was carried into and taken into effect way before mama and daddy laid down. See, we have to make this thing plain, because some of us, we get here on earth and we start to act like our friends. We start to act like our family. We start to act like our neighbors. And we forget that we have a purpose that was put into place before we ever got here. We get to school. We get to work. We get to church. And we forget about the purpose. We get our position, we get our missions, we get our money, and we start to forget about the eternal and timeless purpose on what we were actually sent here to do, XYZ. I've been a victim. I've been a perpetrator. and understand that it's better to get it the younger you are than for you to wrestle with this purpose and wrestle with this eternal call on your life than for God to make you walk into it. Because whether you know it or not, it's going to be carried out. It's going to come into effect. In whom? In Jesus Christ our Lord, because of our faith in him. So understand that you can't keep praying. You can't keep reading scripture. You can't keep praising and worshiping the Lord in boldness and in confidence and not expect something to move on your behalf. You can't sit there and hope on God and wait on God and wait on the Lord and say, Lord, I'm believing in you for this. I'm tapped into this. And not expect for something to start moving. And then the last part of this verse, it talks about a free access. This is exactly what tapped into is about, the free access. And it has, and after it says an unreserved approach to God with freedom, without fear. You're tapped into an unreserved approach to God with freedom, without fear. So that means whatever your tongue begins to ask for in the will of God, that goes inside with your purpose, that coincides with your purpose, excuse me. Whatever you need, whatever you want, whatever you yearn for, whatever you ask for, we have it. It's already done. It's here. It's already sent. That's why I had to bring this message back. Because we have free access, Generation XYZ. It's nothing you can do for this. You can't pay this ticket. You can't sacrifice for this. Who God made Pastor Suge into, who God made you into, this is free, baby. You got this just because of how good he is. You're blessed just because of how great our God is. And if I can make somebody who is going through a tough time, who's going through a trial or a tribulation, if I could get somebody who's been to hell, oh yeah, been to hell, if I could get somebody just to say, you know what, I'm going to go back to my free access that I have. I'm going to return back to the purpose. That's all Jesus called me to do. Not a certain belief, but a way of life, an order, a position. That's what we're tapped into. If we had to hook up for a job or some money, we'd use that connection. We'd use that hookup. You'd use the resources and the tools that you were given in order to secure exactly what your mission is. Amen. And today, I want you to begin to use the kingdom connection. Not what you're hooked up in, but the relationship, the reconciliation. That's what you're tapped into, the free access to God with freedom, without fear. And today, if I could save somebody who says, Pastor Shane, I'm tapped out. If I could help save somebody who said, Pastor Shane, I ain't been tapped in a long time. If I could help them begin to see that it doesn't matter how long it's been. It doesn't matter where you've gone. It doesn't matter what you don't think you're good enough to have. If I can get you to understand today that you're tapped in. The word says all these gifts, achievements are inspired and brought to pass by one and the same Spirit who appropriates to each person individually exactly as he chooses. 1 Corinthians 12 and 11. I don't know who's listening. I don't know who's watching. But I'm telling you today that you're tapped in. You might not be tapped in like I am. You might not be tapped in like mama. You might not be tapped in like your friends. But I promise that if you reconcile the relationship, that you're tapped into something divine, greater, and bigger than you could ever imagine. You got gifts waiting on you. You got achievements waiting on you. You got abilities that the world has not seen yet. And Generation XYZ is waiting. Pastor Suge is waiting. The ecclesia is waiting. Your family is waiting. Your friends are waiting. Just for you to remember that you're tapped in. This is bigger than what you can see. This is bigger than what you can feel. This is bigger than what you can hear. This is spiritual. And today, I give you the mission to go. I give you the mission to do. If you feel like you've been disconnected, if you feel like you're not tapped in, if you want to reconcile the relationship between you, your father, and your big brother, Jesus Christ, you can repeat after me, Generation XYZ. Dear Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned and I can't save myself. But today I want to be tapped in. I want to accept you as my personal Lord and Savior. I want you to come into my heart. I want you to make me a new creation. Devil, you got to get out of my life. I can't serve you any longer. Jesus, in your name, I do pray. Amen. As I close, I leave you with this. Jesus said, I assure to you, most solemnly, I tell you, if anyone steadfastly believes in me, he will himself be able to do the things that I do. And he will do even greater things than these. Because I go to the Father, and I myself will grant whatever you ask for in my name, as presenting all that I am, so that the Father may be glorified and exalted through the Son. Exodus 3 and 14. Yes, I will grant. I myself, whatever you ask in my name, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain in you forever. John 14, 12 through 16. Generation XYZ, I thank you for fellowshipping and listening today. Be blessed. Glory be to God.